Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances. And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending. Not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. Five-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could stay with us. Want to once again thank our first guest this hour, Mike Sager, for being with us to talk to us about his new book, High Tolerance. Another individual that is definitely doing things that deserve to be recognized is our next guest. Billy Dorsey is making his first appearance on the program. He's an award-winning producer, also a singer-songwriter. We're going to talk to him not only about his amazing journey in music, but also what he's been able to do as far as sharing the message in projects like his new album, Marathon. It's a great album. We're going to tell you guys how you can not only get it, but also we're going to be listening to some of the selections from the project as well. Billy, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Cyrus, it's an honor to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, man, glad to do it. Congratulations to you on this album, man. There's so much great music on Marathon. We're going to talk about it here in just a moment. And actually, as I said, listen to some of my favorite tracks from it. But when you kind of reflect back, Billy, on you know, what you've been able to do already, I mean, not only the awards you've been able to win, but the lives you've been able to touch, how does it feel to know that you are not only living your purpose, but also being able to affect people along the way?
You know what, I've come to realize, Cyrus, that I think the most important thing is being able to walk in destiny. It's being able to do what I know God created me for. The music and the success and that side of it, that's a blessing, but I understand that all that's intended for is to bring people to the Word of God and the true message.
Right.
People tend to respect success, but if all that does is allow them to pay attention so that I can present them with the good news of the Word of God, then I'm doing my job.
Right. So that brings us into the debut album. People had gotten to know you, as I mentioned, as a producer, a singer-songwriter. With the album Marathon, I tell you, to me, and I actually wrote this in my review, and I'm going to be posting it on Amazon.com today, Billy, to me, it's almost a love letter to God. I mean, you think about the singles like we're going to hear, a single like Enough, that really talks about God's love really being all that we need. And then, of course, the single that you have that I think people are going to really fall in love with is Perfect Love, that really is almost like the ultimate love song to God. You know, have you always been so at ease with not only sharing your love for God, but also hoping that you can help others to appreciate it too?
I can't say I've always been there. I think it's a process. I had a long period of time where I wasn't living for God the way that I should have been, and it caused a lot of stress and strife within outside relationships. But since I've rededicated myself to the Lord and accepted the call to being, you know, to ministry and, you know, just been focused on doing what pleases Him, it has come very natural to make sure that I present that love in a way that people that are not necessarily even believers can gravitate to and be drawn into so that they can get to know Him the same way that I do.
Right, right. And I think that in itself, Billy, is something that people can relate to. So then take us back then, because I'm always curious as to the beginning. I mean, a lot of times, as you said, people see the success. They don't always know the backstory. When did God become real for you? When did you realize that He not only wanted a relationship with you, but that He also could be a friend?
Well, Cyrus, my parents are pastors, so I grew up in the church. I've always known God, and I've always heard from Him, always heard His voice, and looking back over my life, I can see that His hand was always upon me. But when it really became real for me, probably about 13 years ago, I was homeless. I had moved to Houston, and I'd signed a recording contract to sing gospel along with my brother Emmanuel and our older friend Lamont Scott. We were a part of a gospel group called Serenity. Moved to Houston because that's where the record label is based. And long story short, they tried to replace Lamont. I fought against it. They froze our contract out, and I had no family here, so I ended up homeless. And, you know, people don't really understand what homelessness is until you're in that situation. But you imagine going from, you know, eating when you want and going where you want and, you know, having a little bit of money to do the things you want to do to literally eating garbage and, you know, and to having to deal with rats crawling around you while you sleep and, you know, being in a place with no clean running water. People take for granted that they can hop in the tub or take a shower until that's no longer an option. And when I found myself in that situation, I got to a place where I couldn't take it anymore, and I asked God, you know, why am I going through this? And I clearly, just as clearly as your listeners are hearing my voice, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and told me that, you know, I'm going to bless you to be successful. I want you to pay attention to every detail of what you're going through, because one day I'm going to take these trials and I'll make them your testimony. One day you're going to win Dove Awards and Stellar Awards and Grammy Awards. You're going to have number one albums and the world will know your name for my glory. And, you know, a number of years later, every promise that God has made, they've all come to pass. So that, for me, is the defining moment when I can say, beyond any, you know, middling experiences I had as a child with him, that he became real to me.
Well, and I think it's that realness that so many people would love to be able to have. Billy, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Billy Dorsey is our guest. We're talking to him not only about being an award-winning producer, but also what it was like for him to realize what matters most and to be able to experience that. Billy, though, wouldn't you say, though, because I've heard individuals come on the show and talk about appreciation. And I think sometimes when you are given everything or when you feel as though everything is in front of you, you don't always appreciate it. Do you think going through that time, what would have been, you know, for many people the darkest of hours, that that really helped you to appreciate the importance of having a real relationship with God?
I would say that it was absolutely essential. I don't think I would be in the position that I'm in, both career-wise and in terms of where my heart is before God, if I hadn't gone through that. I grew up on mom and dad's testimony and my grandparents' testimonies and those of people that I saw around me. So I took for granted that he was, not that he was real, but that he could move in such a powerful way in my own life. But it was until I was in that situation where I had no choice but to lean on him, you know, not until that time did I really realize how much he cared for me and how much he wanted to have his hands upon me. So, yeah, if I hadn't gone through that, I would not love him the way I do now. I can honestly say that.
And I think that Love, Billy, is a great segue into the album. Again, it's called Marathon, and when I was listening to it, I think, you know, the message becomes very clear that this thing, you know, that we're in that we call life is really not just about the moment, but it is really about the long haul. When you were going into this project, did you already know that that was going to be the theme of the album, not only a love for God, but genuinely being able to run to the end this race?
Yeah, I definitely did. I prayed about it. We were working on Lecrae's album, Gravity, and I shared with my team, The Bridge, who we created the album together. That's J-Tel, Ty Steves, and Affiliated, the four of us make The Bridge. I shared with them that when I was in prayer, God spoke to me again and said, I want you to create an album. It's going to be called Marathon. He gave me several of the song titles and told me the scriptures that said, for the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to the one that endures to the end. It's Matthew 24:13 and Ecclesiastes 9:11. And that became the theme for the album. So as we sat down musically, we wanted to create an album that reached outside of just the gospel genre or just the CCM genre. But lyrically, you're exactly right. It is a love letter to God and a letter to those that are fighting to endure the race.
So let's go ahead and get into the first single we're going to be listening to, and that is Enough. Tell our listeners a little bit about the backstory behind that single.
A lot of people struggle with lust. A lot of people struggle with the desire to do. And lust doesn't always have to be a sexual thing, but it can very much be, you know, a desire to have more than what God intends for you, or a desire to experience life in a way that you don't feel you can as a Christian. And I wanted to present in a way that was very palatable for listeners something that said that God is more than enough, that we don't have to look to things that are beyond him, that he's all we need. And that's what Enough is. It's a song that says, Lord, you are more than enough.
Exactly. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear the single yet, it's available right now wherever you get your music online, iTunes. We got it through our partner at Amazon.com. Here's Billy Dorsey with Enough from his new project, Marathon. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live.
What am I choosing the wrong way for? When I know that you are always faithful,
you got to know that you're, and I know that's so great.
does that get in the way?
Why do I search for love when you give in your all?
That I could go back and press rewind. All this coming again, right? What could be gonna be right? Seems like everyone's wrong today.
Why do I search for nothing when you give in your all? By your grace I can win.
There you have Billy Dorsey with Enough from his album Marathon here on Conversations Live. We're actually joined by the man. We've been talking to him not only about his backstory, but also how he's been able to use it. Really, I think it's part of his testimony to be able to help inspire others. You know, when we're talking about success, and sometimes we focus on the wrong things, Billy, when we do that, but I think part of your success, part of the blessing that you are as an individual, is that you're using your test and your testimony to be able to inspire others. When you hear from other people who tell you that a song on this project, you know, inspired them, or something that you have said has uplifted them, how does that make you feel as an individual to know that God is using you to uplift someone else?
At first, Cyrus, it was almost overwhelming. And when I say that, imagine something that you create in your studio with your team. And you know musically the value of what you're doing, but you can't see all the things that God has in store. And someone inboxes you on your fan page and says, your song Enough helped save my marriage. Or, you know, or your song Second Wind. I had someone tell me that they were, you know, battling drug addiction, and Second Wind gave them the strength to go to rehab. Those kind of things like that, you know, for me, that is what it's all about. I mean, if you're doing this and you're doing it with a heart for God and your desire is to be pleasing to Him, there is no better way that you can please God than to love people and to
right.
be a blessing to people. So hearing that the music that God has given me is doing that, I mean, there's no greater feeling.
You know, I think a love of people definitely is how I would really, I think, categorize this project, Marathon, Billy, for a couple of reasons. One, especially this thing I'm going to have you introduce, Perfect Love. When I first heard it, it now is on my daily playlist. And the reason it is because it really, to me, shows not only the power of music and the power of words, but the colorless trait that is music. Because when you hear the song, the music, I mean, you can hear this played on a variety of platforms on the radio. Did you go into that song with that in mind, that you wanted this to be able to reach as many people as possible?
Most definitely. And actually, that was the thought process behind the entire album. You know, Enough is very R&B based. Because
right.
a lot of times with the gospel market, they are very traditional sounding, so we wanted to do something that was R&B. Perfect Love is the exact opposite. We wanted to do something that appealed to the One Direction fan or the Kelly Clarkson and, you know, fans that love pop music. And so we deliberately did that. The message is straight out of the Bible. The message is structurally
right.
foundational. But musically, we wanted to reach across genres and across races. And that's what Perfect Love is.
Yeah, it definitely is that. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it, Billy, since we have you here with us, why don't you do us the honors and introduce it for us?
I'd love to. Perfect Love is for anybody that's ever searched for love in a person and were disappointed because that person couldn't measure up to your standards of what love should be. But the reason for that is because the person is never meant to meet your standards. The only one that has perfect love or that can love us the way that we were created to be loved is the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's Perfect Love.
Perfect. Perfect Love from Billy Dorsey. His album Marathon is available right now. You guys can get it, as I mentioned earlier, on iTunes as well as Amazon.com, our partner here at Conversations Live. You guys can get either the single tracks or get the whole album. So when people finish this project Marathon, Billy, when they are listening to it, not only, of course, feeling the beat but also hearing the words, what is your hope that it does for them?
That it inspires a closer walk with Christ, that it makes people say, I may have been going through some things that were difficult for me to overcome, whether it be relational or financial or, you know, spiritual or physical, but that they find the strength within themselves and within the Lord to continue pressing on and to not give up in their race.
There you go. I think that is it. And I think, you know, what is so great about this album is that it really reaches people where they are, Billy. I think there are people that are hurting, that are looking for something, and they're trying to figure out what that is. And, you know, I think this album really shows that, you know, without God, we will always be incomplete. You know, that's what, I mean, one of the messages that you got from it. And then, of course, the importance of not giving up. Once you start on this race, the importance of continuing forward. And I think, you know, you're sharing a part of your testimony there, I think, really reinforces that really is the key to real success and real happiness, is being able to have that relationship with God. Billy, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and, of course, be able to support your upcoming project as well?
Easiest ways would be Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Billy D. The Bridge, B-I-L-L-Y, letter D, T-H-E, B-R-I-D-G-E. And, of course, my website, BillyDorsey.com.
All right. Well, Billy, congratulations again to you on the album and also how you're helping to change lives, I think, and to really motivate people. And we look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Cyrus, thank you so much for the opportunity. Likewise.
Yeah, all right then. Billy Dorsey, again, everyone, BillyDorsey.com is the website. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with him online. We actually tagged his Facebook and Twitter pages. We'll do it again with the podcast of this conversation so you guys can stay in contact with him there. Again, Marathon is the album. It's available right now. You guys can get it on iTunes or through our partner at Amazon.com. You guys from there can get the single that we heard here, of course, Enough and Perfect Love, or you can go ahead and purchase the entire album. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry, you can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. As I said, we tagged Billy Dorsey's Facebook page and his Twitter handle there, which is @BillyDTheBridge, where you guys can find him. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.